First Talk, local guests, local news, local sports. WHKY Talk Radio, 1290 AM and 102.3 FM.
First Talk with Hal Rowe, WHKY Talk Radio.
And welcome back into First Talk on WHKY Talk Radio for the Greater Hickory Metro. Rob Eastwood filling in for Hal Rowe here on this Wednesday morning. Tomorrow, Jason will be with you, Jason Savage, our sports director, sitting in on this program. And Friday, it's Ralph Mangum. So we're filling in for Hal all week long. And we are very pleased this hour to be welcoming Molly Sane into the studio. Molly is from the Greater Hickory Cooperative Christian Ministry, the clinic director. Thank you for coming in this morning.
Thank you for having me.
Now, you told me this is your first time on the radio, but I know you bring with you so much information, so we have a lot to talk about. But first of all, Molly, we want you to introduce yourself, and we'll also have you talk about what the ministry is all about for those who might not be that familiar with it. I think a lot of folks in Hickory, because you're kind of centrally located, know where you are, and you know they see the building, they see that there's a lot of services available, but we'll go into more of that here. But first of all, talk about yourself, how long you've been with the ministry, and what brought you there? What was it that led you to? I know you volunteered first, and you've been an employee since then. So I'll let you talk about it. Give us a little bit of your bio.
Okay. My name is Molly Sane. I'm the clinic director at CCM. I have I started volunteering in 2008 and became an employee in 2016. I just felt the call to be there. I wanted to help people.
And what was it that inspired you, I guess, as a young person to do something like that? Because if you volunteered in 2008, that's a good number of years ago now.
Yeah, I don't know. I loved the medical side and just being able to help people. I mean, that was it.
And I wonder how many people are aware of the fact that that there is a medical side to things. You know, you do a lot of different, you have a lot of different services there, and we'll get into that in a moment. But let's talk about you a little bit more as far as your background. You are from this area?
I am. I went to St. Stephen's High.
So graduated St. Stephen's mm-hmm. High, and so you grew up in Hickory. So I guess you're just familiar with this community, and you know the people in this community.
I am. I originally started volunteering. My mom was employed at CCM at the time, and I went in to help her, and I just felt the call more and more to be there, and so that's what inspired me to search for a job there and get hired on.
Well, that's great. Your mom worked there as well. And let's talk about CCM, the Greater Hickory Cooperative Christian Ministry. Information you want to give. Now, this is an agency that's been around for a while, hasn't it?
Yeah, it has. Since 1969.
Mm-hmm.
Is when it first was started, and we're a nonprofit agency, and we have a multitude of services. We have everything from monthly supplemental food program to the pharmacy to the thrift store, and we offer financial assistance for those that are in need. And then my favorite is the clinic.
And that's where you work.
Yes.
You're the clinic director.
Yes.
The thrift store, by the way, is called 31 Thrift now. A few years back, mm-hmm. they changed the name. It is a great thrift store, by the way, and because I like shopping at those kind of places, checking out some of the deals or some of the old cool old stuff. But if you go into that thrift store, you'll find some new items as well.
There's some great things, and all the proceeds go back into the ministry.
That's the best part about it, is that, yeah, you're doing a good service, and you're getting some great items, some great products.
Yeah.
Okay, let's talk about the clinic itself, and this is a really a wonderful service that you provide, and I'll let you tell people about the clinic at CCM.
Okay. So the clinic, we offer primary care and specialty care. We also offer vision and dental services, hepatitis C treatment, and it's for people that are uninsured and are 200% or below poverty level. I actually pulled the numbers. So a household with two members can make up to $36,000 a year, or a household with three members can make up to $46,000 per year. So we meet the people that maybe don't qualify for Medicaid.
Okay. And so, and again, these services range from, I mean, you know, vision, dental. I'm looking at some of the notes here, hepatitis C treatment. So, that's an important thing as well. And The folks that you get, is there a referral process? What is it that brings these uninsured folks to you? Or do they just maybe they look at their situation and say, maybe I should check with CCM? How does that all work out? How do you get your patients?
Well, both ways, actually. We do take referrals from other providers in the community. So we have all of our specialty care providers. We have relationships with them in the community, and they see our patients at no charge. So we're able to, if a primary care office would refer somebody, we could send them to a specialty office where they could be seen at no charge.
Okay.
And then as far as primary care goes, anybody can come in. They can walk in, or it can be a referral.
Okay.
And our primary care services, a lot of our patients have diabetes or high blood pressure. That's our two biggest ones.
Okay.
So we do, you know, maintenance medications, just your regular checkups.
Okay. And how many doctors work there?
We don't have any physicians on staff. We have a nurse practitioner and a PA that are both part-time, and they're the only staff doctors that we have. Okay. Everybody else is volunteer.
So do you actually have doctors from the community come in and volunteer?
We do.
You do. And do they come from just Hickory or just the entire area? Because I know you do serve multiple counties.
We have them that come from all over. We have providers that are coming from Morganton. We have one that drives from Mooresville down from Mooresville. So we have people from all over.
That's wonderful that you're able to get the folks to donate their time like that. Now, when you say you have a patient who comes in with you mentioned blood pressure, you mentioned some of the diabetes. If it's a really severe case, is there a certain level at which you're not able to take care of it and you have to refer them somewhere else?
I mean, we try to take care of everybody, but, you know, we assess each situation differently. And the whole goal of our ministry and the clinic is to try to keep people out of the emergency department.
Okay.
So if we can handle it there, we try to handle it.
Okay. Well, that's good to know. Now, I mentioned, and I'll touch on it a little bit more, about the fact that you don't just serve Hickory. So how far out does your service area cover?
So primarily we are Catawba County and Alexander County.
Uh-huh.
We do treat surrounding counties if it's for hepatitis C treatment.
Okay. All right. And we are ready for our first break, so we'll come back with more from Molly Sain, the clinic director at the Greater Hickory Cooperative Christian Ministry. Got a lot to talk about, a lot of different services that they offer. We'll have more with Molly when we return on First Talk after this news and commercial break on WHKY Talk Radio for the Greater Hickory Metro. You are listening to First Talk on WHKY Talk Radio for the Greater Hickory Metro, 1290 AM and 102.3 FM on the dial and also online at WHKY.com and our free app. This is Rob Eastwood in for Hal Rowe. Hal's off this week, and tomorrow Jason Savage will sit in this seat, and then on Friday it's Ralph Mangum for Entertainment Friday. We're visited this morning by Molly Sain, the clinic director at the Greater Hickory Cooperative Christian Ministry, well known as CCM, in the community. And we'd just gotten started on our conversation earlier about the different services that are offered. And during the commercial break, and I want to talk about this a little bit here on the air, I was asking you about your job as clinic director. It sounds like you definitely stay pretty busy. Tell us what you do as the clinic director at CCM.
So anytime you work in a nonprofit, you wear multiple hats. I do everything from helping with grants to, you know, pulling numbers and doing reports and overseeing clinic operations. I also, you know, run out in the parking lot if we have an emergency, or I do whatever is needed.
And you have a background as an EMT. So you told me in the commercial break that's one of your strengths right there is running if someone needs you.
I enjoy that.
And as far you do have some medical background. You've worked as a dental assistant, and also and you have some nursing background as well too.
I took a CNA course. Yeah.
Okay. So you're familiar with a lot of what goes on in a place like that. Now I'm looking at the notes again, and it says that you've received a gold standard of care recognition What does that mean? What does a clinic have to do to earn that recognition?
So we receive that recognition through the North Carolina Association of Free and Charitable Clinics. So there is a bunch of free clinics that are located all throughout North Carolina. We are the only one that's really close, you know. But the gold standard of care is just showing that we provide the best level of care for our patients.
Okay.
And they get that through the reports that we have to do to them to show how many patients we have seen or, you know, how many emergency department visits there were or 'cause the goal is to try to lower that.
Okay.
And we are also accredited with them, which is – it's a pretty big process. We have to show that we have policies and procedures in place and that we have protocols that we have to abide by.
Okay. Now, how many are you open 7 days or is it 5 days a week? What's the schedule as far as the clinic is concerned?
So we see patients typically Monday through Thursday.
Okay.
Fridays we are open on occasion for certain specialty clinics. And then Tuesday nights we have evening clinic. So our providers that volunteer that maybe they work until 5 o'clock at their regular office, they can come over afterwards and still get their volunteer time in.
Okay. And as far as patients, because you were talking about, I know you try to keep patients from going to the emergency department. How many patients on average might you see a day? Do you have statistics on that?
We see patients about every 30 minutes.
Oh, okay.
And we run from 8:30 until 4:30. So about every 30 minutes.
And it's pretty much a steady flow of people.
It is. Yeah, we stay busy. We have over 700 primary care patients.
When you... So you say that you have doctors that volunteer. I guess you have to kind of schedule that stuff ahead of time to make sure you're covered.
We do. Our dental clinics, dental is the number one call that we get. People coming in and they need dental work.
Okay, so that is the number one thing. Okay.
For calls, yes. And we have dentists that that volunteer. They're local dentists that come in and spend their time with us. Sometimes those are not planned out. Like, you know, they'll call and say, hey, I'm available this Friday. So we just jump on it and get people scheduled.
And you so you see a number of dental patients each day then?
We usually have it twice a month.
Oh, okay.
The goal is to get even more than that. We're in the process of renovating our dental rooms. We actually received some money to be able to get all new dental equipment.
Okay.
So that's up and coming. We're excited about that.
Okay. And I do want to talk about the funding and that sort of thing a little bit later on. Now, just looking at the different services, and again, I was going through my notes before we went on the air. You mentioned earlier when we were talking primary care visits. So if someone just wants to have a checkup, they can come in and do it at your office.
Yep. That's right.
And also lab services, so you do the blood work and everything.
We do. We have a full-service lab. LabCorp actually processes all of our blood work at no charge to the patient.
Oh, that's fantastic. Okay. And because that can be costly for sure.
It's almost $1 million in a year of labs that they do for us.
Wow, that's a large amount. What are the specialty clinics you offer? I mean, we've touched on that a little bit, but what kind of other specialties do you give the patients an opportunity for?
So on-site, we have internal medicine, gastro, dermatology, gynecology, physical therapy. We have the eye clinic, the dental clinic, and we have endocrinology that all comes in to see people in the clinic.
Okay, so there are a number. I mean, that's across the board. You cover a lot of different areas with that.
And that's just in the clinic. We have providers located all throughout the area. I think it's about 10 offices that are willing to see our patients at no charge.
Oh, okay. So they'll go somewhere else. Mm-hmm.
That's for cardiology, pulmonology, rheumatology. So we have pretty much every specialty that we're able to refer to.
Would a patient, let's say they may be having a heart issue or something along that, would they go directly to you and then be referred, or would you even send them directly to another office?
No, they would be referred. And the referral could come from us, or it could come from an outside primary care office. Maybe they just need them to see cardiology and they can't afford to see them.
Okay. One of the things we talked to Jess Lamphere, the director of New Beginnings, about yesterday was, and we've touched on this a little bit, the fact that the guys there will go to your clinic, and in many cases they haven't had medical care in a long time, and you said a number of the patients are in that situation. I would imagine that that's a pretty involved process then when you've got someone who's, I mean, literally, I guess maybe there's really no history to draw on. How do you deal with a patient like that?
That's a lot of our patients, honestly.
Really?
It's,
okay.
Our providers are great, the ones that come in, and they know how to prioritize and see what the top needs are. And they may work on three things initially, and then, you know, as they come back and have more visits, then they'll start going into some of the other problems.
Oh, okay. And I think that's such an invaluable thing, because in many cases, I know that, you know, sometimes some of these guys may be coming off the streets, and there's just there's nothing to draw on as mm-hmm. far as, you know, it's not like you can have a chart sent in some cases. So noticed also that you provide other services such as, this jumped out at me, tobacco cessation. You help people quit smoking.
Yes, yeah. So that's one of the goals on some of our grants is tobacco cessation, being able to offer those classes and get people involved. Our providers do a really good job of, you know, tobacco education. And then we also work with Carlene Crawford. She comes in and does tobacco cessation classes for our people.
Oh, okay. That's fantastic. I wasn't aware there was such a service available.
Yep.
And do you find that this is successful? Do you have some success stories, people telling you, hey, I was able to finally kick the smoking habit?
Yeah, it's nice to be able to offer it. We have a lot of patients with mental health, and we'll get into that later. So I know a lot of times when you have mental health issues or substance use, tobacco kind of comes with that.
Right, right. Yeah, no, I do want to talk. We'll be going to break shortly here. I do want to get into the mental health aspect of what you all do and the substance abuse part of that as well. You know, just thinking about that, though, everybody, I've never smoked, but everybody I know who has smoked says it is one of the most difficult things to give up. I know people who have had alcohol problems and smoking, you know, dependency, and they say the smoking is the harder of the two to give up.
Yep, I've heard that too.
So that's a great service that you provide over there, and that's wonderful, because it's, you know, and that's a big health issue, obviously, and it hits you down the road. And you mentioned before we go to break, we've got about 30 seconds, the dental clinic. If in about 30 seconds, if you could tell us, what scope of treatment can you get as far as dental work?
So we do fillings and extractions, and we can refer out for more extensive problems.
Okay. So there are, you do
to
have
oral
offices.
Surgery.
Yeah. Well, that, yeah, again, I know a lot of even dentists' office have to, you know, refer to some of the bigger places. But, well, this is a lot of great services, and we've got a lot more to talk about. We are joined by Molly Sain, the clinic director from the Greater Hickory Cooperative Christian Ministry, also known as CCM. And we've got a lot more to talk about, so stay right here. Back after this break, this is First Talk, 1290 AM, 102.3 FM, WHKY, Talk Radio for the Greater Hickory Metro.
WHKY Talk Radio, 1290 AM and 102.3 FM.
You are listening to First Talk on 1290 AM, 102.3 FM, WHKY Talk Radio for the Greater Hickory Metro. This hour we're joined by Molly Sain, who is the clinic director at Greater Hickory Cooperative Christian Ministry, CCM, the medical clinic there, providing lots and lots of services. And I did not want to go into this topic right before a commercial break. I wanted to give us a little bit more time to flesh it out and talk about it. But you mentioned and you touched on the fact that when we were talking about the tobacco aspect where you help folks to quit smoking, there's a mental health component there that they seem to go hand in hand. And you do have mental health resources, which tell us about that and what kind of resources you offer.
So that's one of our newest programs. It's the Behavioral Health Initiative. We were seeing our patients and the providers and other people identified that there was it was over 70% of our patients had a mental health diagnosis or substance use disorder.
Oh, wow. That's a high number. So what kind of services are offered for them?
So we secured funding to be able to hire two peer support specialists. And they go in and they meet with people one-on-one. And they do a social determinants of health screening, which is a big questionnaire that asks them, you know, do you have housing? Do you have food? Just basic needs. And they help them to identify the barriers in their life. And, you know, maybe that's transportation, getting to appointments, or whatever reason. And our peer support specialists kind of walk alongside them and help get them where they need to go or help them set goals. They can help them get into groups or get into the Cognitive Connection or Catawba Valley Healthcare for further treatment.
And peer support specialist, talk about what is that? What does that designation mean? I assume that that's something that you have to go through courses for and so forth.
It is. It's a certification. But the important thing about a peer support specialist is that they have to have lived it. So they have to have lived-in experience in order to qualify to be a peer support specialist.
Okay.
So they may have struggled with, you know, drug addiction or emotional abuse or any kind of mental health.
Yeah, because I've known some people who have worked in that field. I've never, you know, I don't know all the details on what they actually do, but this is a good example of what they might work in. And also substance abuse assessments. So when you say assessments, how does that work when someone comes in? Is it more of an evaluation of that person? Maybe they think they have a problem. How typically do you come to some of these conclusions that you have to draw with some of the patients?
Well, the good thing for us is we do have the clinic. So whenever the patient sees the provider, that's part of the intake. Whenever you see a new patient, it asks, are you using any illegal substances?
Right.
That's kind of clear. But the people that come in, you know, from the other side that may not utilize the clinic and they want to enroll in peer support, it's through that questionnaire, and it's building a relationship and building trust with the patient so that they trust our peer support people.
Okay.
To tell them.
And do you find that a large percentage of the patients do depend upon some of the mental health services, or is it just kind of a hit and miss thing depending upon who you get?
I think so. I mean, we're building. This is a new program, and it seems to be working. I mean, our people are building those relationships, and we have patients that come in and just want to talk to their peer support person.
And
so,
yeah, because we talked about how someone comes in if they have had a difficult time in recent years, in addition to not really having a lot of medical history to draw on, they probably might have some emotional things that they need to work on as well if they're coming in that situation.
Yeah, yeah. And they also have the option. So if they're meeting with a peer support specialist and they're setting goals and they're meeting their goals, we can actually waive their medication fees. So we do have a pharmacy, and most of our prescriptions are $3 a piece. But, you know, if you've got 15 meds at $3, it can add up for somebody who doesn't have any income.
And for your pharmacy, is kind of a fully operating pharmacy, whatever types of medications they might need, they can get there?
It is. It's a full service pharmacy. We do not do narcotics. So
okay.
Anything controlled we don't have. But everything else, all the maintenance medications, insulin, things like that, they're able to get there.
Okay. Hepatitis C clinic, I want to talk a little bit more about that in detail, because you mentioned that right off the top. I guess that's an important service you offer.
It is. So the treatment, the medication is really what's expensive. I mean, it can run up to $93,000 for treatment.
Wow.
And it's anywhere from a month to 3 months on treatment. But once they take that, they're cured.
Oh, okay.
So we see cures.
Oh, okay. I wasn't aware of that with Hep C.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And so that's an expensive bill that they're able to, you know, not really have to worry about. And do you see a lot of hepatitis patients?
We haven't lately. We did over the past, you know, several years, we had a lot, and it seemed to be growing. In the recent months, we haven't had as many coming in.
Yeah, and again, this is something that maybe someone, if they are on the streets or they've just not been really taking care of themselves medically, they may not even be aware that they have it, correct?
That's right, yeah. So we do labs on all of our new patients, and we do, you know, a screening test to see.
You have a partnership with Lenoir Rhyne University. Talk about that.
We do. So we've been working with Lenoir Rhyne for several years, and their medical studies students come over and the PA students would actually do their clinical rotations alongside with the nursing students.
Okay.
So they were able to see patients in our office. So we would schedule patients for them specifically. So that way, whenever they would be like the provider for the patient.
Oh, okay. So that's a great experience for those students as well.
It is, and it helps us out because we get our patients seen.
Yeah, and how has that worked out with LR? Have you found that you've gotten some really good people from there?
We have, yeah. And we've had people that have come through the program that still want to stay on and volunteer afterwards. And,
okay.
You know, the staff with LR has been phenomenal.
Okay. And you have other partnerships as well. Talk about that a little bit.
Yeah, we do. So through LabCorp, I've already mentioned that, but Catawba Radiology is another one. They have provided significant in-kind donations for our patients to be able to get imaging tests done. So if our providers order x-rays, they will actually read those orders for us for free so the patients don't get a charge.
Okay.
And then we also partner up with Contegra. They're the federally qualified health center that's located next door to us, Catawba Valley Healthcare, Cognitive Connection, Catawba County Public Health, and also the hospital. The hospital has been huge, especially Catawba Valley Health Systems. We work very closely with them.
Do you deal with both hospitals in Hickory?
We do. We deal with Catawba Valley more.
Okay.
But we do.
You mentioned Cognitive Connection a couple of times. What is that for people who might not be aware of them? I know they've been around for a while as well.
So they offer substance use treatment.
Okay.
And same thing with Catawba Valley Healthcare. They both offer primary care as well, and they serve the same population that we do. They also take insurance where we don't. But they've been a really good partnership with us, and we help them out with lab services and referrals, and we're able to work really good together.
Is it kind of a treatment program?
They do have that, yeah.
Okay.
They offer a multitude of services as well.
Okay. And I noticed in some of the information that was sent over to us, 10 other private specialty care offices assist you. And so is that something, just kind of partnerships that CCM has maintained over the years?
Yep.
And how does that happen? I mean, how do you get these folks to come on board? Because that's a great donation, I guess, of their services.
It
how
is.
Does that work?
Well, I mean, most of the relationships that we have built over the years. You
okay.
know, somebody knew somebody that worked in that office, and they were willing to see our patients. It's been really great. We couldn't do it without them.
We go back to some of these, again, the donations that you get. LabCorp and Catawba Radiology, those are pretty big companies. LabCorp is known nationwide, and I would imagine that those two in particular, you've touched on it a little bit, That has to be invaluable to you to get those kind of services, because that's where you find out what's going on with these people. Do you do the tests, you send them, how long would it take, say, for a patient to find out the information they need to know after having these tests run?
Well, with LabCorp, we typically get labs back the next day.
Oh, okay.
So it's fast turnaround. And then, you know, radiology, it depends on how long it takes to get them an appointment to go have the test done.
Okay.
But we get results back right away in our system. We use an electronic medical record, so we're able to have those electronically just like you would in a regular office.
Okay, so LabCorp, they're based in Raleigh, I think, aren't they? But you can get the results pretty quickly.
They have a location here.
Oh,
they do have a
okay.
They come to our site and pick up.
Okay. Oh, well, that's fantastic.
Mm-hmm.
Well, these, and again, that I would imagine that's where it all starts, you know, when you've got to get these assessments done. And with the blood work and the labs, that's the important thing. We will wrap up our conversation about CCM with Molly Sain, the clinic director, and just find out some more information and also let you know how you can take advantage of these services, or if you know someone that might need these services, we'll get you that information as well when we return for our final segment this morning on First Talk here on 1290 AM, 102.3 FM, WHKY Talk Radio for the greater Hickory Metro. And welcome back into First Talk on WHKY Radio, Talk Radio for the greater Hickory Metro. I'm Rob Eastwood, and we are joined by Molly Sain this hour. She is the clinic director, CCM, Greater Hickory Cooperative Christian Ministry. And you said this is your first time joining us, and you have just knocked it out of the park today. Thank you for coming in.
Thanks for having me.
And, you know, and this is such good information. CCM does wonderful things for the community, and we have covered a lot of that. And I know that whenever I have a guest on, I always, going into the final segment, you know, I just want you to get out whatever other information that we haven't touched on. And one of the items is funding. I know you want to talk about that.
Yeah, so we're funded primarily through grants and private donors. We do have a huge grant, and it's one of our major ones, through the Duke Endowment. And it's actually facilitated through Catawba Valley Health Systems. They're our middleman in order to get us that money. And it's $250,000 a year that we just found out we received again.
Oh, that's good. And you don't actually have grant writers at CCM that you do have.
We do have a couple people writing grants now. Yeah.
Okay.
And that's helpful. I typically pull the reports so I can see the numbers of how many patients we've seen and what our needs are, and that's where I help with grants.
And that's a pretty involved process. It's not easy. Do you have experience in actually writing grants yourself?
I've done a couple.
Okay. It's a lot of work, isn't it?
It is a lot of work, but it's rewarding when you find out that you get them.
Okay. And so that's how some of the funding comes in, but you also get funding from other sources, don't you?
Yeah, we do. So private donations in the community, church donations. And then a lot of our donations for the clinic specifically is in-kind. So those in-kind donations from the providers offering services or, you know, the labs being done.
And the numbers are great because you know, by having these services, you're able to do all the things you want to do. That funding is vital. I was looking at the numbers. Hospital inpatient utilization is reduced by 11%. And emergency department, I know you've mentioned that a couple of times. You want to avoid them having to go there in that situation, down by 22%. And so this funding has been vital. Something that just came to mind, how difficult was it for you and your clinic during the worst part of COVID-19?
Well, that's when I stepped into the clinic director role. It was the worst time to step into
time.
That role. But it was, we have got a really good team, and we work really well together. And, you know, we were able to pull through without many hiccups.
Okay.
We closed our doors for about 2 weeks in the clinic because we didn't have enough volunteers to be able to maintain. But that was it. I mean, we were open the rest of the time and seeing people all the way through.
Oh, okay. That's great. You also wanted to talk about the diabetes education program.
Yeah, so we've recently revamped that whole program, and now we offer a monthly cooking class for the diabetics, where they're able to come in and see how food is prepared that is healthy for them to eat.
Oh, that's great.
Diabetes is a big diagnosis in our clinic, so it's important to have that education. And then we have an RN that's doing that education, and she can actually meet with the patients before they leave from their actual visit. So they'll get to see the provider and then go to her, and she can show them how to use the glucometer, the meter, and, you know, just show them little things that they may have not thought about.
And again, as we mentioned with hepatitis, they may not even realize that they're diabetic when they walk in your door, do they?
Some of them don't. No, and their numbers are out of control. And so trying to get that, that's another one of our grant markers is getting a lower A1C. So that's really important.
Also, and, you know, I'm looking over a lot of the information, the Behavioral Health Initiative. Specifically, what is that?
That's the one that houses our peer support specialists.
Okay.
And they make the connections into the community to be able to get further help. We do have our nurse practitioner that we have on staff. She is a psychiatric nurse practitioner.
Okay.
She's only there one day a week, but we love having her. So she's able to, you know, to help with some of the not as extensive behavioral health issues that she can actually prescribe meds.
Okay.
So it's nice to have her there.
And again, you do have the pharmacy right there as well.
We do. Yep.
We've got about 2 minutes left, and this is where I say, now you want some funding, you'd like some help as well from the community, and this is your opportunity to put that plea out there and also give folks information on how they can help you.
So with, you know, inflation, everything going up, our donations are down. Donations are important to keep services like the clinic and be able to see the people in our community. And also volunteers. We have a huge need for volunteer providers. So if you have volunteer providers that you know, or dentists, or that's one that we need.
Okay. And if they want to, or if they feel like they can help you out, what's the best way to get in touch with you?
They can check our website or social media. They can get in touch with anybody through there.
Search you on the web and they can find you. Now,
yep.
As far as funding is concerned, if let's just say there's some generous folks out there. They just heard you say that funding is down. You know, again, the economy's not good, but you might have some folks out there with some resources that can help you out. How do they get in touch with you, or who do they? Is there anyone specific they talk to about that?
They can get on the website and send a message. My contact information is on the website, so if they want to look me up specifically, they're welcome to do that.
Now in terms of donations, are you looking for anything, you know, material in addition to money? Is that because I know I had asked the same question to Jess yesterday about New Beginnings.
So we take pretty much anything in the clinic, any kind of medical supplies that people want to donate, we can accept those. Also, unopened medications. People don't realize that we take those, but if they're not controlled and they're unopened and in date, we can take those and use those in our pharmacy.
Okay. All right. Well, now as we wrap up, tell us your hours, when the clinic is open, and anything else you'd like to get in here in the last 30 seconds or so.
So Monday through Thursday, 8 to 4:30, Friday, 8 to 12. And then we do have our Farm to Fork fundraiser coming up on September the 10th from 5 o'clock to 9 o'clock. And you will see information on that coming up on our social media and website.
Where will that be held?
It's going to be at Hart Square.
Hart Square. Okay. So the Farm to Fork, and that's coming up in September.
September 10th.
Keep us posted on that. We'll get the word out for sure. Well, thank you so much for coming in. Molly Sane, Clinic Director. Appreciate you coming by and giving us some great information. And thank you for the work that you do for the community.
Thank you very much.
Molly Sane, Clinic Director, the Greater Hickory Cooperative Christian Ministry. And as always, we will wrap up the program with our national anthem. Thanks again to Molly Sane from CCM and also Sarah Killian from the City of Hickory. Tomorrow, Jason Savage will be here hosting the program. He'll check it out with the library system here in Hickory and also have local professional bowler Kyle Troop on the program. That's tomorrow on First Talk. Thank you so much for listening. Have a wonderful day and keep it right here.